今天確然是一個很特別的早上，因為我們能夠可以有三堂的弟兄姊妹走在一起。
This is a very special moment that three congregations we can gather together in one place.
所以我盼望平時有些弟兄姊妹，如果你說我很少見到他，你現在見到了，因為全部都在這裡了。
Yeah, it's a great chance that you can see each other. Sometimes we don't see each other all the time.
尤其是夜晚黑，當我們有英文崇拜的時候，你更加沒有機會見到他們，今天你有機會見到他們。
Especially those who come in the evening. Now you have a chance to see them.
這個都是一個機會讓我們看見哥倫基督教會一個教會一個群體的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Now we can see a bigger picture of who we are, one church with three congregations together.
在約書亞110歲的時候，他在以色列人的面前，他講過了一番很重要的說話。
When Joshua was 110 years old, he delivered a very important message to the Israelites.
這番說話不單止是約書亞對他自己一生的總結，更加是他在以色列人的面前，他要带领他们一起对于过去70年来神在他们当中的恩典一次很深情的重述。
These words were not only a summary of Joshua's own life, but also recounting of God's grace among the Israelites.
他由亚伯拉罕蒙召讲起，讲到出埃及，再讲到过红海，甚至乎讲到他们在旷野当中怎样来到击败不同的外族。
He started from the calling of Abraham to the Exodus story. He spoke of the Red Sea moment and even how they defeated the foreign nations in the wilderness.
到最后去到约书亚记第24章13节，上帝就咁样讲啦。
And then at Joshua chapter 24, 13, God said,
佢话我赐给你们嘅土地不是你们劳苦开垦的，我赐给你们嘅城市不是你所建造的，你们却住在城中。你们享用的葡萄园和橄榄园也不是你们栽种的。
God said, I gave you a land on which you had not labored and cities that you had not built, and you dwell in them. You eat the fruit of the vineyards and olive orchards that you did not plant.
为什么上帝要这样讲呢？
And why did God say this?
因为无可否认，这班以色列人只可以今天行到这一刻啊，主要的原因是因为上帝的保守和恩典。
The reason they can stand there today is entirely due to God's protection and grace.
而约书亚之所以在这一刻的里面，他要重述一番，就是神对他这一番的说话，并且讲过他过去70年来里面在他们中间的作为。
And the reason God brought up these words from God along with what God has done over the past 70 years,
原因就是因为很快脆以色列人就要转班了，约书亚将要退下来，新一代的领袖将要上场，进入一个新的阶段。
The reason was because to prepare the Israelites to enter a new stage where Joshua would step down and the new generation of leaders would take the stage.
所以就在一个这么关键的时刻的里面，约书亚要透过数算上帝的恩典和在他们中间的作为来提醒以色列人。
So at this critical moment, Joshua wanted to recount God's deeds among them to remind the Israelites how God has saved them.
是啊，神过去的里面每每就是当他们来到差不多全军覆没的时候，怎样来到去拯救他们。约书亚想他们除了感恩之余，更加重要的就是再一次认定神是他们那位继续忠心跟随的主。
For many, many times, God has saved them whenever they were on the verge of being completely wiped out. And besides being thankful, Joshua also wanted the people to reaffirm that God is the Lord who has, that they are serving.
所以来到今天，当我们哥伦，我们都来到第二十年了，正迈向进入第三个十年的阶段之际。
As Koinonia celebrate the 20th anniversary and going into the third decade,
我估我哋都应该嚟到去数算过去神二十年对我哋嘅恩典，并且喺我哋当中嘅作为。
We should also recount what God has been doing among us over the past two decades.
我哋都要谂翻神系过去嘅里面，佢系点样喺我哋有好多嘅时刻，又系好似以色列人咁样，几乎全军覆没嘅时候，点样去拯救我哋，甚至乎坚固我哋。
We should recount how God delivered us in the past when we were almost completely wiped out.
好叫到我们能够可以在这里感恩之余，我们同样地都是再一次被上帝提醒。
This will be a reminder.
究竟神過去的裏面怎樣帶領哥倫，以至於我們可以緊記神從頭一日開始給我們的異象和呼召。
How God has been leading us for the past 20 years since day one, and also we can anchor into His vision.
弟兄姊妹啊，你是在哪個階段來哥倫的？
So brothers and sisters, when did you come to Koinonia?
有多少人的時候是在這五年內來的？舉舉手啊。
Who came for the past five years?
Okay.有幾多嘅時候嚟咗五年到十年噶啦
？Five to ten years. Anyone?
Okay. 有幾多嚟咗係十年到十五年噶
？How about 10 to 15 years?、Oh.
有幾多嘅時候嚟足二十年噶
？How many since day one?
哇！嗱，呢啲翻勁啊！如果我哋要重温上帝喺哥倫當中嘅作為，我哋相信要追溯到二十一年前。
If we want to revisit how God started Koinonia, we need to go back 21 years.
当年神将建立教会的意象首先赐咗俾 Pastor Wilbur 和我两个人。
When God first gave, yep, that one, Pastor Wilbur and I the vision to plant a church. So this is the photo.
大家啲头发都多啲嘅当时。
You can tell the difference.
呢个日子是我哋收到政府嘅通知，我哋成功註冊哥倫基督教會。
Yeah, this is the day when we received the government notification about registration.
其實當時我同 Pastor Wilbur 都係兩個服侍年青人嘅人嚟嘅啫。
At the time, both Pastor Wilbur and I were both student worker, youth workers.
但係神就選擇喺嗰個時候將建立教會嘅意象嚟到俾過我哋。
But God gave us a vision of planting a church.
当时我们所收到的意象，我们很清楚，神要我们建立一个以圣经真理为本，训练门徒为目标的属灵群体。
We were very clear that God wants us to build a faith community, a community anchored into God's word and also focused on making disciples.
神要我们训练门徒，并且装备更多的门徒去成为社区当中的灯台。
God wants us to shape and also to make disciples so that they become witness in the community.
后来我们为到这所教会，我们命名为英文先，叫做 Koinonia。
So later we named this church Koinonia.
其实 Koinonia 是一个希腊文字来的。
This term is a Greek word.
其实它是指到就是神同人之间一个团契的关系。
Referring to the fellowship between God and man.
后来我们将这个英文名来翻译成为中文，叫为哥伦。
Later, we translate this Greek term into Chinese called Golem.
其实意思就是刚好，就是我们很盼望，就是我们周边的社区，我们的邻舍，都可以有一天好像我们一样成为一个敬拜上帝的群体。
Our hope is that because of our presence, the church, the neighbors around us will become a God-praising community.
記得最初的時候，我和 Pastor Wilbur 其實我們都不確定究竟哥倫應該怎樣和何時開始。
At the very beginning, we were not sure how we should start this church.
但後來的時候，我們就決定憑著一份行步見步的信心，就在一種五毛的狀態底下，即是沒有舞會、沒有經濟、沒有場地、沒有宗派支持，甚至乎沒有會友的情況下，在2006年的夏天開始我們第一次的聚會。
But ultimately, we decided to take a step of faith and start our first gathering in the summer 2006.
我們是由一個客廳裡面一個的祈禱會開始。
This is where we all began a prayer meeting in someone's living room.
我們經常都講笑，就是如果你用股票的術語來描述哥倫的開始的話，我們說哥倫根本是一隻概念股來的。
In the early days, we joke about that. Koinonia was basically a concept.
因為一切都是由一個未實現的概念開始。
Everything began as an unrealized dream.
當時我哋乜嘢都冇啊，有嘅就只不過係一種建立教會嘅意象同埋侍奉上帝嘅熱誠。
Basically, we have nothing except a vision to build a church and a passion to serve God.
但係你知唔知道上帝真係好奇妙嘅
？But God is amazing.
就係六個月之後，我哋竟然可以順利成功咁樣租用到列治文中學裡面嘅 multi-purpose room， 開始我哋第一次嘅主日崇拜。
Just 6 months later, we rented the multi-purpose room at the Richmond Secondary School and started our first Sunday worship.
我仲好記得嗰次第一次嘅崇拜裏面都係廿幾人嚟參加啦。
I still remember the attendance of our first service was only around 20-something.
但有八成人嘅時候都係我哋啲朋友啊、親戚啊嚟到撐場嘅啫。
And 80% were friends and our own family members.
佢哋只係嚟一次嘅啫。
They promised to come once.
不過嗰一刻嘅裏面，我哋唔緊要，因為我哋相信上帝一定有佢嘅時間。
But that was okay. We knew that God has His own timing.
而為咗將來嘅發展嘅時候，其實當時我哋嘅 Pastor Eva、Linda 師母啊，聯同幾位嘅姊妹啦，其實已經開始咗我哋嘅兒童事工 Campus 噶啦。
And do you know that at, for the sake of our future group, Pastor Eva, Linda, and along with other sisters, they already started launching our first, very first children worship back then.
嗱，熒光幕裏面嘅時候，呢個就係 Campus 啦。
Yeah, this is our first Campus.
結果神真係好信實。
God is truly faithful.
神不断在不同的礼拜里面带领不同的人到我们的当中。
He let different people join us.
中间有信徒，有未信主的朋友，也都有很多在过往的里面离开了教会，但却愿意回转回过来再次参与教会的基督徒。
People join us, including believers, seekers, and Christians who had left church for a long time.
也都真的是这样。我哋每個禮拜日敬拜嘅人數亦都慢慢累積起上嚟。
And eventually our Sunday's attendance was growing every week.
正如我剛才所講，其實我哋同以色列人當初出埃及好相似嘅。
Like the Israelites, our experience are very similar.
我哋喺曠野嘅裏面，我哋都遇到好多大大小小唔同嘅危機。
We have experienced many crises.
有很多時刻，甚至乎我哋遇到嘅危機係可以足以令到我哋全軍覆沒噶。
And some can cause us being knocked out, wiped out.
當時嘅裏面，我哋遇到嘅第一個嘅危機，竟然就係來自外界對我哋嘅誤解同埋攻擊。
One of the first challenges was actually misunderstanding and criticism from others.
我有聽過有人咧喺出邊咧嚟到話俾同人講咧就係、是、啊，我就要睇下呢一班人喺呢度聚會，佢哋幾時關門大吉。
We even had someone said, "Hey, let's see how long before this church shut down."
呢啲説話的而且確令到侍奉嘅人係會感覺到沮喪同埋灰心。
These words were discouraging.
但好感謝神嘅就係、是，當時我哋冇因為呢啲嘅批評、呢啲嘅説話、呢啲嘅閒言閒語嚟到灰心。
But by God's grace, we did not lose heart.
我仲好記得當時有啲好關心我哋嘅朋友，甚至乎催促我哋啊，你哋要出嚟講説話，你哋要出嚟平反啊。
Many people who concerned about us tell us to clear our names.
但到最後，教牧團隊決定，我哋寧願保持沉默。
But at the end, the pastoral team decided that we would rather remain silent.
Because we believe
what we do will prove our belief, our conviction.
So it's not that we don't have words to say, it's just that
we didn't want to give the devil a foothold. We refused to be distracted.
我哋相信，既然呢一個係神俾我哋嘅意象，建立教會係佢要我哋做嘅話，我哋更加深信神必定有佢嘅方法嚟到係保護我哋。
Yeah, as God called us to plant this church, so we know that God has His own plan.
結果神真係信實。
God is faithful.
幾年之間，所有外界對我哋嘅誤解、攻擊全部消失。
Within a few years, all the gossip were gone.
神再一次帶領我哋走過風風雨雨，讓溫哥華嘅其他嘅教會，甚至乎一啲唔同教會當中嘅弟兄姊妹，對我哋慢慢建立起信任。
God has led us through the storm. He even allowed Koinonia, this church, to build trust among local churches in Vancouver.
亦都係喺一個咁樣嘅基礎嘅底下，神開始為我哋帶嚟咗第一波迅速嘅增長。
It was exactly upon this foundation that God gave us our first wave of growth.
時間就到咗2014年啦。
By the year 2014.
我講就好似講得好快，但係經歷嘅時候都經歷咗好幾年嘅時間。
Yeah, it was quite a long time in reality.
當時教會其實已經建立咗好幾年，崇拜嘅人數亦都增長到大約300人。
The church has been more established, and our weekly attendance has reached around 300.
其實按照加拿大教會嘅標準嘅時候，當時我哋已經邁向咗一個中型教會嘅階段。
According to the standard among Canadian churches, we have reached like a medium-sized church at that time.
而隨著人數嘅不斷嘅增加，其實我哋原本喺列治文中學裏面，我哋用開嘅呢個 multi-purpose room 亦都開始容納唔到我哋啦。
And the place called multi-purpose room were too small for us.
結果我們就決定由這個 multi-purpose room 搬到學校裡面的體育館裡面。
As a result, we decided to move our Sunday worship into the school gymnasium.
雖然地方是大了。
Well, the place is bigger.
容納的人更加多。
We can hold more people.
不過場地的預備卻為我們帶來另一種的危機。
The preparation of the meeting place has brought us another kind of crisis.
那個背景就是你知道嗎哥倫其實由成立開始的第一天我們就已經採用了一種所謂的朝韓晚拆的方式來帶運作的了
From day one, Koinonia has been a mobile church
換言之每個星期我們所在場地當中所有的安排排凳啦、起台啦、音響啦、錄影啦、主校學房的佈置啦、拆卸啦全部都需要我們弟兄姊妹一手包辦
We were a mobile church with every setup, from chairs to stage production. They're all handled by our brothers and sisters.
後來我們的規模越來越大，我們甚至乎需要每星期聘請專業的搬運公司，他們派出工人和兩部大貨車來協助我們。
As we grew bigger, we even hired a moving company to help us to move.
想像每個星期都要這樣搬哦。
Imagine carry this burden.Every single week.
每個星期都朝韓晚拆哦。
We are mobile every week.
你話究竟可以維持到幾耐咧
？How long could we endure?
如果有一日維持唔到嘅話，咁我哋咪又係全軍覆沒
？What happened if we cannot endure? Will we be completely wiped out again?
其實咧，到今日咧，依然有好多人問我，就係點解哥倫唔計劃買自己嘅地方咧？點解哥倫唔建堂咧？好似好多其他嘅教會一樣，佢哋都會建堂噶噃。
Actually, many people often ask us, maybe among some of us, why doesn't Koinonia plan to buy his own place, and why doesn't we build our own church building, just like many other churches?
我明白呢條嘅問題。
We understand this question.
其實我哋從來都冇抗拒過有自己嘅地方。
Actually, we never resist having our own place.
不過由頭一日開始，哥倫嘅教牧團隊就有一個好大嘅感動啊！就係我哋重視人嘅生命多過一棟嘅建築物。
But however, from day one, we had a strong conviction that we value people's spiritual life more than a physical building.
所以如果我哋有資源嘅話，我哋真係寧願首先放喺人嘅工作上面。
We'd rather put our resources into building up people.
我寧願嚟到聘請多幾個合適嘅同工。
We would rather hire more staff。
又或者將資源投放喺我哋嘅小朋友、我哋嘅年青人嘅身上。
Or invest our resources among our youth and children。
又或者將我哋嘅資源投放去周濟窮人上面。
Or we would rather use our resources for the needy in our community。
甚至乎先去傳福音，都唔想嚟到將資源綁死喺一棟嘅建築物上面。
Or put our resources in evangelism rather than maintaining a building。
不過當然，如果有一日神真係要我哋建堂嘅話，
Well, if God wants us to have a building one day,
我唔會抗拒噶。
We won't resist.
我哋深信到時上帝一定會通知我哋，甚至乎會為我哋作好預備。
We believe that God will reveal His plan to us and provide the way.
不過就喺呢個日子未嚟之前，我哋就係見到神係點樣一直咁樣率領我哋沿路上面去供應我哋。
Until that day, we have experienced God's continued leading and provision.
就好似我哋每年嘅時候，我哋都要同學校局嚟到不斷續約。
Just like in the past, how we had to renew our contract with the school boards every single year.
我哋繼續每個星期都要朝韓晚拆。
And as a mobile church,
係啊，過程嘅當中係會有起跌噶，但係你會發現我哋嘅崇拜過去二十年裡面都冇停止過。
Even though there were ups and downs in all the operations, our weekly worship never stopped.
神一路帶領我哋，就好似當日嘅以色列人咁樣平安咁樣度過呢一個曠野嘅階段。
God has led our church like what how He led Israelites through the wilderness.
而呢一種朝韓晚拆嘅日子，神帶領我哋足足過咗，你知唔知幾耐啊？啊，四十年啦，冇十三年兩個月同兩個星期。
After 13 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks of setting up and tearing down, we can only witness God's faithfulness.
弟兄姊妹，你話呢個唔係神蹟，又係啲乜嘢咧
？We can only say that this is nothing short of a miracle.
踏入2019年，我哋又遇上第三个几乎会令我哋全军覆活嘅危机。
As we enter the year 2019, we encounter the third crisis that could have completely knocked us out.
我仲记忆犹新啊，就喺呢一个嘅2019年五月，距离我哋同当时嘅列治文学校局嚟到续约之前两个星期。
In May 2019, which is only 2 weeks before our contract renewal,
我哋忽然收到通知，就系学校话佢哋唔肯再租借体育馆俾我哋，就只留翻一个容纳到250人嘅 multi-purpose room 俾翻我哋。
The school boss closed the door on our gym rental, leaving us with only a multi-purpose room that could seat only 250.
当时我哋教会其实已经差唔多去到500人噶啦。
At that time, our church attendance has reached almost 500.
一个 multi-purpose room 根本上就唔能够容纳到我哋全体嘅会众。
One multi-purpose room could not simply accommodate our entire congregation.
我仲好记得当时嘅时候，我哋同一班嘅弟兄姊妹就喺学校嘅门口外面咧，我哋喺嗰度嚟到系祈祷啊。
At the time, a group of brothers and sisters even gathered outside the school building to pray.
我哋祈祷，我哋呼求上帝，我哋话神啊，求你啊，俾翻间学校我哋啊。
We asked the Lord to give us back that school.
不过而家睇翻嗰段嘅历史嘅时候，我哋就发现到原来上帝喺嗰刻已经另有心意。
Only later did we see that God's plan for His church was far greater.
我哋冇咗个体育馆，不过神喺我哋当中却另有安排。
Heaven lost the gymnasium, but we had see that God has another plan.
到最后，神帮助我哋，我哋喺两个星期之内，我哋将我哋嘅儿童事工由一堂变咗做两堂。
In just 2 weeks' time, we split the children's worship into 2 sessions.
我哋又鼓励我哋一啲能够喺会众当中识得听英语嘅弟兄姊妹，就由呢一个嘅中文堂嚟到去啊，去到呢个早堂英语堂嘅里面咧嚟到去崇拜，就系咁样，我哋先至能够可以舒缓到中文崇拜里面嘅一少少。
We encourage our bilingual brother and sister to attend the earlier English service.
然之後咧，我哋又費盡腦汁，就係將 multi-purpose room 裏面嘅座位重新嘅嚟到去安排，我哋先至僅僅可以維持到每個星期嘅崇拜。
And we make a big effort to rearrange the whole multi-purpose room seating to accommodate this change.
我哋當時都有諗過嘅，會唔會我哋將成間教會搬去另一所學校嚟到去聚會咧
？We even consider moving to another school to worship.
但係估都估唔到，就係全列治文冇一間學校願意容納我哋。
Yet unexpectedly, every door of the school in Richmond seems to close. No school was able to accommodate us.
都唔知係咪夾定嘅。
Not sure whether they, you know, work together.
所以當時嘅時候，教牧同埋呢一個嘅執事團隊，我哋就開始求問上帝啊！我哋問神啊，係咪時候你要我哋建堂啦？你係咪要我哋搬離開列治文啦？
So our leadership team also asked God at that time, do you want us to build a church? Do you want us to move out of Richmond?
但最出乎意料之外的就是个答案都未等到啊 ,COVID-19 疫情就爆发了。
But before we could even get an answer from God, the COVID-19 pandemic came.
所有学校和教会哪管你有没有 building 都好全部都要被 lockdown。
All school and churches went into lockdown.
结果哥倫不需要再找場地
So thank God we don't have to look for another venue.
因為同大灣區區其他教會一樣，我哋必須要將崇拜儀式上到去網上進行。
Just like all other churches, we shift our worship online.
你知唔知我一路講我話神對我哋另有心意，你知道點解嘛？
I just said that God has another plan. Do you know why?
係因為神嘅供應往往好多時候咧，好切合個時間嘅。
It's because God's provision has always come at just the right time.
我哋冇咗个体育馆作为我哋嘅崇拜场地，但系同时间神又喺另一笪嘅地方为我哋预备咗一个喺呢段期间当中适合我哋使用嘅哥伦事工中心。
While we could not secure a place for worship at that time, God prepared a KMC, the Koinonia Ministry Center, that was very timely for us to use.
其實同崇拜嘅場地一樣，我哋嘅事工中心一向都係租用場地設立嘅。
Just like our place of worship, our ministry center has always been set up in rented spaces.
如果你喺我哋當中已經20年嘅弟兄姊妹，其實你數一數手指，我哋今日有嘅事工中心其實已經去到第四版嘅啦，已經。
In fact, as of today, this is already our 4th ministry center.
在2018年的时候，当时我们的办公室，我们的中心，其实已经去到一个饱和的地步。
In the year 2018, our church office has reached a point of saturation.
所以呢，我们要找另一个的事工中心。
So we needed to find another place.
不过问题就是我们足足找了一年了，我们都找不到个合适的。
Can you believe that after a whole year of searching, we still could not find the right place?
直到2019年9月，也就是疫情爆发之前的6个月，神竟然忽然之间将一个占地7500尺的事工中心摆在我们的眼前。
Until September 2019, you can count, it was exactly 6 months before the pandemic, God suddenly opened the door and placed a 7,500 square feet ministry center before us.
之所以要有一个这么大的事工中心，是因为我们原本计划将我们所有的小组和都搬在那里来，但是发生。
The reason why we needed such a large ministry center originally was that because we planned to move all our oikos into that space.
但疫情爆发之后，所有的小组都要转到个网上，于是结果这个事工中心就竟然成为了我们在疫情当中的录影厂和影音制作场地。
However, the pandemic broke out and all our oikos went online. And as a result, this ministry center became our recording studio and media production center during the pandemic.
如果不是因为这个事工中心，我们根本不可能在疫情当中来到制作出每个礼拜的网上崇拜以及儿童崇拜的影片。
Without this ministry center, it would have been impossible for us to produce the weekly online worship, both for adults and also for children during the pandemic.
而弟兄姊妹亦都在疫情当中不会得到他们所需要的牧养，亦都不，所以我说神真是早有预备。
Without this center, the brothers and sisters would not have received the pastoral care they needed during the pandemic. So would you say God had prepared this long time ago?
整个的 lockdown 为期差不多两年的时间，弟兄姊妹啊，真的可以令我们又全军覆没的。
As we all know, the lockdown lasts over almost 2 years and was indeed enough to completely wipe us out.
但感恩的是，在这段 lockdown 的期间，神并没有停止继续带领教牧团队来做牧养的工作。
But thankfully, God never stopped leading the pastoral team to continue pastoring.
他没有让我们一日来到停低手脚，反而赐给我们有一个更大的勇气去拓展当时更加合时的福音和外展工作。
God gave us even greater courage to expand for evangelism and outreach.
其中一个最深刻的就是当时我们开始了多走一步慷慨行动。
Particularly the launching of the Reaching Out Generosity Campaign.
疫情开始的时候，牧者和执事他眼见就是这个疫情令到很多人失去了工作，甚至乎连生计都出现问题。
When the pandemic started, we noticed that many people became jobless.
所以神给我们一个感动，就是我们问自己，就是在这个艰难的时刻，我们作为教会如果都做不起来的话，不站起来来到 support 我们的社区的话，还要等几时？
The Lord challenges with this thought. If the church does not rise up for such a time as this, what moment are we waiting for?
所以那段时间我们做了一个很大胆的决定。
So we make a bold decision at that time.
就是当年的五月，全个月，我们在这里我们收到的奉献，全部全数地捐给本地的慈善机构，通过他们的经验和工作，去帮助那些在困苦当中的家庭。
To donate all the offering received in that month in May.To local charities in order to bless those who are in need in our community.
其中一个就是我们所熟悉的列治文医院。
And one of those organizations was the Richmond Hospital.
我仲系好记得嘅时候，当我哋去支持佢嘅时候，佢哋嘅代表好疑惑咁样问我哋嘅执事，就系问点解你哋会支持我哋嘅？
When a hospital representative asked our deacons, "Why would your church support us?"
因为佢话原来过去嘅里面甚少。教会会支持医院。
Yeah, because the hospital staff said that almost no church support the hospital.
我的执事又答得很好，他就跟他说，他说，你是我们社区里面的一份子，我们的弟兄姊妹生仔都要入来你那里，我怎可能不支持你呢？
And the deacon answered really well, simply because the hospital is a vital part of our community, so that's why we want to support you.
弟兄姊妹，我们之所以这样做，不是因为我们已经足够，又或者我们有余。
The reason we did wasn't that we already had enough.
相反，在那个年头，我们根本未有。
Well, we have nothing at that time.
但是我们坚信就是这个是上帝给教会的召命，而他一定会供应的。
But we firmly believe that that was the calling God gave the church, and he would surely provide.
你知不知道结果是怎样？
And do you know what happened?
神真係供應。
God indeed provided.
在那年的裡面，我們不單只有足夠可以使用，我們甚至乎可以在那個月，就是五月之內，我們籌到100,000元的奉獻，來到全數捐給我們的社區。
In that year, not only did we have enough for ourselves, $100,000 were raised within 1 month.
哥倫沒有因為疫情的緣故來到放低我們的使命。
Corinth did not forget our mission in the midst of the pandemic.
相反地，我們繼續跟從耶穌，我們繼續要傳福音。
Indeed, we continue spreading the gospel.
我們繼續要牧養信徒，繼續要主動地回應社會的需要。
The church continued pastoring and actively responding to the needs of the community.
深信亦都係因為咁樣，神繼續保守我哋，拯救我哋，以至於我哋嘅羣體並沒有縮減，反而增長。
Because of this, we experienced God's protection, and eventually, our community did not shrink but rather kept growing.
来到2022年4月，我们终于回归实体了。
In April 2022, we finally returned to in-person gatherings.
神继续带领我们，不过今次就不是带我们回去 Richmond High 了，而带我们来到这里 Fraserview MB Church.
God still led us, but this time not back to Richmond High, but to a new place called Fraserville.
其實早在復常的前夕，我们已经开始四出地寻找合适的聚会场地了。
During COVID, we had started looking for a suitable venue.
最初我哋入嚟嘅時候，都係抱住一個好嘗試嘅心態，諗住問下嘅咋。
As we touch base with this church, Fraserville, as we started, we just want to try and ask.
但估唔到嘅就係 Fraserville 竟然好快嘅對我哋嚟到表示歡迎喎。
And to our surprise, the Fraserville Church expressed their welcome to us.
唯一嘅條件同埋限制就係我哋唔可以喺星期日朝頭早崇拜啫。
But there was a condition. We couldn't have our worship on Sunday mornings.
所以經過一輪嘅祈禱同埋考慮之後，牧者同埋執事到最後就決定啊，不如我哋就趁呢個機會將我哋嘅崇拜儀式對到星期六，因為喺呢一個嘅時段裡面，我哋發現反而有更大福音工作嘅空間。
After much prayer and consideration, the leadership team decided that we would take the opportunity to move our worship from Sunday to Saturday.
感恩的就是最后愿意回归哥伦的实体崇拜，参与我们周六崇拜的弟兄姊妹竟然超过了九成我们原本的会友。
Praise the Lord, more than 90% of our original congregation returned to Koinonia for Saturday worship.
就是这样，神又再一次将我们从一个危机当中拯救出来。
Once again, God delivered Koinonia from the pandemic.And brought us into a new place.
甚至乎带我们进入另一个新的阶段。
So God brought us into a new chapter.
最明显的是什么？就是我们不再需要朝堂晚餐了，然后我们有一个这么漂亮的礼堂。
Well, the big difference is that now we no longer need to set up the sanctuary every week.
感谢主啊。
Yeah, we thank the Lord for that.
我们不再需要年年签约，而是我们很固定地跟 Fraserville 的队工有一个很密切并且很稳定的关系。
We no longer need to sign a contract year by year, but rather have a very stable relationship with this church.
你还记得你坐在这里坐了多久啊？已经不知不觉我们进入第五年了已经。
Can you believe that? Actually, we have already entered our fifth year.At Fraserville.
而我想告诉你，我们之所以进入 Fraserville, 上帝原来都有一个的心意，要我们进入另一个新的阶段。
And I believe that entering Fraserville is also God's preparation for us to enter a new stage.
因为当我们入到来的时候，移民潮就出现了。
As soon as we start worshiping at Fraserville, there was a new wave of immigration.
神陆续从亚洲里面将一班新的移民的弟兄姊妹带到我们中间。
God brought many new immigrants to Vancouver and also to our church.
其实在2019年的时候，教牧团队已经预计了有一天我们会有这个回流潮的出现了。
Actually, as early as 2019, the pastoral team has already anticipated this emergence of a new wave of immigration.
而我们为了帮助这些回流的人寻找教会，其实当时我们已经开始在网上来制作那个所谓的香港时段网上崇拜。
To connect with the new immigrants, we also started an online worship service for the Hong Kong audience.
是香港朝头早九点半钟在网上有崇拜，目的就是盼望帮助那些香港将会回流的家庭认识这里的教会。
We launched that online worship at 9:30 on Sunday to prepare them to come to Canada.
而復常之後，我哋亦都好積極咁樣調整我哋嘅兒童事工、我哋嘅小組事工，就係為咗預備好去回應呢啲更大嘅牧養需要。
When the pandemic was over, we actively adjusted our children's worship and our small group ministry.
但估唔到嘅就係香港社會嘅事件激發起一場比90年代更加激烈嘅移民潮。
Yet unexpectedly, the social unrest in Hong Kong brought an immigration wave even stronger than the one in the 1990s.
就係咁樣，由2022年到2025年，短短3年之間，神帶領咗我哋嚟到接待好多從香港嚟温哥華嘅弟兄姊妹同埋家庭。
Between 2022 and 2025, we welcome many, many new immigrant families.
以至我哋整體，我哋由復常開始嘅時候嘅500人激增去到今日超過800人。
Our weekly attendance surged from 500 to almost over 800.
所以如果你仔細睇睇呢兩年嘅裏面，我哋嘅同工團隊、我哋嘅小組領袖、我哋嘅侍奉同工人嘅話，嗰啲 servant 嘅話。你就會發現啦，移民潮確實為到哥倫帶嚟咗翻天覆地嘅改變同埋發展。
If you look at our current staff team, our leaders and our servants, you will see that the profound transformation and growth brought by this new immigration wave.
就好似喺我哋嘅中間，我哋多咗一班好年青有為嘅年青人同埋生力軍。
For the past few years, many youth and young adults also joined Koinonia.
我哋多咗好多嘅年青人同埋年青嘅父母。
We have welcomed many young people and young parents as well.
我哋多咗好多唔同嘅恩赐、唔同嘅背景，甚至好容易、好愿意起嚟嚟到中心服侍嘅弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, we welcome many brothers and sisters who are very gifted.
佢哋强化咗哥伦嘅团队，更加将更多嘅活力同埋动力带入嚟哥伦。
And they brought new energy and fresh energy to our church.
而我深信呢一切都系因为神要喺哥伦呢个群体当中要成就佢嘅心意。
And I firmly believe that these are all God's work according to His special timing and intention.
你知道乜嘢心意吗？
Do you know what intention?
其实由一开始2006年嘅时候，神俾哥伦嘅呼召系一模一样。
It is the same as God's original calling to Koinonia back 20 years ago.
我哋唔系要去打造一间所谓成绩亮丽嘅教会。
Not about building an impressive church.
我哋系要建立一个以圣经真理为本、训练门徒为目标的信徒群体，装备更多的门徒参与在上帝国度当中的扩展，成为社区当中的灯台，为主发光。
Our vision is to establish a community of believers in the greater Vancouver area based on biblical truth to train disciples, equipping more disciples to participate in the expansion of God's kingdom, becoming a lamp in the community and shining for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你同我一起这样来到数算神过去20年对我们的恩典的时候，又认定原来神在这个群体当中有他要成就的心意之后，你的反应又是怎样呢？
So brothers and sisters, after we have counted God's blessing and understand more about His plan for this community, how would you react?
约书亚当日当同以色列人数算过他们的过去神的恩典之后，他就对以色列人作出一个这样的反应。
So let's take a look at how Joshua react in the Bible.
他说，现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚实地按着真理侍奉他，把你们列祖在大河那边和在埃及侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。至于我和我家，我必侍奉耶和华。
Joshua 24:14 said, Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord.But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
他要我们感恩之余，其实我们还要谨记上帝给我们这个群体的召命。
Besides being thankful, we must remember God's calling for this community.
神呼召我们继续去跟随祂，遵从祂，并且一家侍奉祂。
God wants us to follow Him, obey Him, and serve Him as a household.
弟兄姊妹，这个会不会是今天早上你愿意作出的反应？
Would this be also your own response?
临完之前的时候，我想跟大家分享多一个真人的故事。
Finally, I want to share a true story with you.
倘若你有參加我們的英文崇拜的弟兄姊妹，又或者 Kapos 的家長的話，其實你沒可能不認識我們的 Pastor Feliciano。
If you attended English worship or if you are a Kapos parent, you would know who Pastor Feliciano is。
但你知不知道 Pastor Feliciano 其實原來是在哥倫信主的？
Actually, Pastor Feliciano came to know the Lord at Koinonia。
神帶領他一路在這個群體當中成長，後來在這裡蒙召、受造就、結婚、生子，到了今天他成為我們其中一個牧者。
God led her to grow in this community, and eventually she was called and has become one of our pastors。
而就在他數算過去神怎樣在他身上裡面所給他的恩典和作為之後，其實他同樣地有一個的反應，是同一個的反應，就是哥倫是一個他們一家繼續要去侍奉上帝的地方。
And after seeing God's blessing, she was convinced that Koinonia was the place for her household to serve。
所以接下來的時間，我想將時間交給她，她來和你分享一下她的故事。
So why don't we listen to her testimony?
Hi everyone, my name is Viziana and I'm one of the pastors here at Koinonia. My husband is Carson, who's also a pastor here, and together we have a 20-month-old son named Aslan, as well as a 4-year-old fur baby named Tycho. I first came to Koinonia back in August of 2012, and I was brought by my then boyfriend Carson, and I actually was quite unsure whether I really wanted to go to church at first. I was reluctant, and the reason was because I didn't grow up in a Christian family, so I didn't know what to expect, and I was a little bit hesitant and reluctant to go to church. However, as I got to know Carson, I knew that he was a very dedicated Christian. I knew he was very dedicated to his faith, and so I got really curious, and I asked him, hey, one day, hey, can you bring me to church? And that's how it all started.If you ask me now, 14 years later, do I still remember when I first went to this church? And I would say yes, I still vividly remember the first few times I came to this church. And the reason was because back then we were still at Richmond High, which was actually my high school. And so it was a very familiar environment for me. However, I was still a little bit worried. I was a little bit nervous, not sure what to expect out of my first time. But that was quickly resolved because as I approached the front door, I saw people in yellow, the guest team and the hospitality team. They came to greet me with big smiles. I still remember Eric, who you, maybe some of you still remember him as well, because he's still serving in guest team. He would come with a big smile, a warm, friendly welcome, introduce himself and say, hey, welcome to this church. My name is Eric. And he would also ask me for my name as well. And I really felt a different warmth and a friendly environment here.When I first became a Christian, one of the biggest challenges that I encountered, especially during my undergrad year, was my sense of identity as well as my sense of purpose. I had wanted to go down a path that I thought was perfect for me, but over the years, doors kept closing, one after another. And I remember just having endless tears, feeling super defeated, feeling worried and anxious about the future, as well as just feeling lost, not sure, not knowing what to do next. But it was also during this period where I grew in my faith the most and experienced God the most. And one of the biggest reasons, I think, was because I started to get to know God through reading His Word. It was also during those my early Christian years where the church started releasing the first church-wide reading plan for the Bible, Enter Through the Veil. And it was super helpful for me as a new Christian because I used to just open up the Bible and point to that Bible verse and think that that's the inspiration for the day. So being able to read the Bible systematically definitely got to help me get to know God in a more systematic way, in a way that made more sense than just opening up a random page in the Bible. And through His Word, God gave me His comfort. He encouraged me. He gave me strength. He gave me hope. He gave me joy. He gave me peace. And it was definitely one of the most memorable ways that I experienced God the most. Another most memorable experience was definitely through the church community. Before I started Oikos, different families, different brothers and sisters, they would invite us, both Carson and I, to fellowship outings, maybe go hiking, maybe go canoeing, go picnic. And they would also invite us over to their house just to for dinner, to check in on us, to care for us, get to know us, as well as to pray for us. And that was definitely very warming, and I felt very supported at that time. And eventually I went into small group, and during the small group time, I really enjoyed the fact that we could read the Bible together, as well as be able to support each other through prayer, and also just to comfort each other and encourage each other during that time. And the support that I received during this time definitely helped me experience God a lot, and also challenged me to continuously grow in my faith. And God showed me that He is the one that I can trust in. He is the one that is always good. And that all became a very foundational backbone for my journey of serving that came ahead. I first started serving back in 2013, and it was through a Kirpal summer camp named Inspire. And I still remember that experience because it was one day after service where a sister sitting next to me asked me. It was first the pastor who promoted it on stage. They were like, hey, we have a summer camp coming up and we need servants to come and serve. And then this sister asked me after service. She's like, hey, Fizz, do you like children? And I was like, yeah, I do like children. Do you want to come and serve with me because I'll be serving there? And I was like, oh yeah, sure, why not? And so that's how it all started. But secretly, what was happening inside my mind and my brain was I already wanted to sign up for it, but I was a little bit nervous and I was a little bit hesitant. So her invitation was very timely. And that's how I began serving. That was my first instant of serving, and I started serving ever since. And I began in Kirpal's ministry, which is the children's ministry. I began in the preschool division with the 3 to 5 year olds, and then I eventually went to the elementary division with the grade ones and fives. And then eventually I also served in the worship team. It was then in 2017, when I graduated my university degree, that I accepted an invitation as well as applied to the staff intern position for another Kirpal summer camp and became a staff. Eventually, God led me to see His bigger mission and invited and called me to become part of the pastoral team and to become one of the pastors of this church. Over these years, God has really challenged me as well as invited me and encouraged me to step in different roles and different ministries to serve Him. And to be honest, I never would have thought in my whole life that I would have the courage to serve Him in so many different roles. But He has been faithful, and He has shown me that He is good. Honestly, throughout this whole time, it hasn't all been rainbows and butterflies. I've had my fair share of doubts and challenges and hesitations. Some were personal, but God again has been very faithful. He has been good. He has shown me that He can be trusted at all times. Over these 14 years, God has continuously challenged me and encouraged me to trust Him and to be faithful with what I've already been given and what He has shown me and promised me. And honestly, it's been a very big blessing for our whole family to be able to witness His work through our serving. He has shown us continuously that He is the God of this church. He is the God of our family. We are truly His people, and that He is our God. So now, as I look back, I still can't believe that the Creator of the universe would actually give me a chance to get to know Him and to get to serve Him and to be a part of His work at this church. But this is what I'm going to hold on to, is that Koinonia is where I first got to know Him. It is where I grew in my faith. It is where I got married. It's where I had my kids. And so Koinonia is truly my family and is truly my home. And my prayer is that my family and I can continue to serve Him in this church for the rest of our lives.
让我们将掌声归给我们天上面的父亲。
Let's give our praise to God.
Pastor Fiziana 说，他说 哥伦是他的家， 哥伦是他侍奉上帝的地方。
Pastor Fiziana said, Koinonia is her home. It's a place she serve.
弟兄姊妹，那你呢？
Brother and sister, how about you?
當你見證到神在過去二十年嘅裏面喺呢一度當中嘅作為嘅時候，並且你知道神要繼續喺呢度要我哋繼續去成長，繼續去邁進，要我哋繼續持守佢俾我哋嘅召命，你又願唔願意有份於呢一個上帝將要成就嘅工作呢？
After witnessing God's work has what has done for the past 20 years, and knowing that He desires us to continue growing and remain faithful to His calling, the question for each of us is: Do you want to have a part in what God is doing?
弟兄姊妹，我盼望你有份啊！
Our prayer is that you have a part in this.
我邀请你同我哋有份，继续喺嚟紧嘅二十年、三十年，继续喺呢度经历神更多嘅作为。
So let us invite all of us to join together to experience God's faithfulness.
以致我哋呢一位配得嘅上帝，佢能够喺呢一度透过呢个群体得着更大嘅荣耀。
So that the God who deserves all our glory in this community.
让我哋一同嘅站立。
Let's stand together.
我哋再一次嘅同心赞美我哋呢位嘅主。
Let us unite our hearts in praising Him.